From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Well, it's a Happy New Year from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club here in southeast Queensland. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. An important update on Redfest 2019 to be held at St Michael's College on Bribey Island Road on Saturday the 13th of April. At 10:30 a.m, we'll draw the raffle for a UHF digital mobile radio transceiver, DYT model MD-380, value $130. Of course, to win it, you must be in it. To be in it, you must be at Redfest 2019 on Saturday the 13th of April. Also, we'll have a demonstration of the ingenuity and activities of club members. Come along, have a look. We might be able to excite your imagination. After the raffle, there'll be a fox hunt. For more details, please go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. You can also find us on Facebook. Bye and 73s.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres. 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. At times, the old-fashioned steam radio on the broadcast band goes beyond mere entertainment, and a program set the wheels turning. This happened a few weeks ago, and the subject was about the dismal science of economics. In recent years, there has been much investigation of the areas of social science, which previously rested with subjects like psychology, sociology, and geography. Economists are turning to the study of how groups, communities make decisions and act in order to understand how real people choose what to purchase, in the most basic terms. So it was that the discussion brought up various studies which have informed current thinking by economists, and the one that caught my attention was how the standards that people accept, the mores, tend to attract and keep people participating within that group. Okay, what this came down to was that people who followed a certain set of rules of behaviour formed strong relationships within the group or community. If you think of this as something like the standards we amateurs espouse, such as the code, the social pressure amongst the group will bind people together in doing what is agreed to be the right thing. So now that the boffins have proven what old country wisdom put simply as birds of a feather flock together, there is a lesson to apply to our activities. If we have a set of values as part of our club life and this is actively promoted, we should expect a more happy and cohesive membership. If we look at other organisations that use a pledge or value statement regularly in their meetings or in the stationery, they tend to be long-lasting, progressive, and able to sustain their membership, rather than worrying where the next generation is coming from. Are you just marking time whilst the music slows to a stop? Are you watching sun sink over the horizon and wondering if morning will come? Then perhaps if science is any guide, now might be the time to give your club a sense of purpose. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.